Today is the 40th anniversary of Lake Powell filling to capacity for the first time. But climate scientists studying the Colorado River find that the lake's water source is quickly declining. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary tells us what a dwindling river means for Lake Powell and southern Utah.
Here you'll find 5 national parks, over 40 state parks, and more shoreline than the U.S. Pacific coast.
That shoreline includes nearly 2,000 acres around Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border, where the bright blue waters contrast with the red rocks that tower overhead. The rock formations and colors aren't unusual in the Southwest, but the size of this body of water is. Lake Powell is the second largest man-made lake in the United States. Lake Mead is the largest, and together they're used to manage the Colorado River. A 1922 agreement split the river's flows between the 4 upper basin states, including Utah, and 3 lower basin states. The water is used for farms, homes, and businesses. It's made development possible. And according to Brad Udall, a water and climate researcher at Colorado State University, the lake is crucial for honoring the commitments laid out in the Colorado River Compact.
Lake Powell is what the upper basin considers its bank account for meeting required deliveries to the 3 lower basin states. So it's essential to the management of the river.
Lake Powell first reached capacity in 1980. That was a wetter period of time for the region. Today, Udall says the lake is hovering just over half full, and a large part of that is due to climate change.
Since the year 2000, the flow of the river is roughly down 20%, and about half of that decline is due to these higher temperatures.
And as states continue to use the water, lower flows mean there is less to be stored in Lake Powell and Lake Mead. Even though extreme dry and wet years have fluctuated, the West is generally getting drier, says researcher John Fleck. He's the director of water resources at the University of New Mexico and says we're no longer in a temporary drought.
It appears to be this permanent phenomenon that's lowering the lake level, but you should not expect it to return to high lake levels over long periods of time. That's just not something we can expect to happen.
By 2050, researchers conservatively estimate the river will decline another 20% if precipitation patterns don't change. And Fleck says we'll see the evidence at Lake Powell.
40 years from now, I would expect that there will be a big bathtub ring.
This will have a major impact on a region that relies on the lake as a source for everything from drinking water and other residential and commercial uses to hydropower and recreation. Lake Powell only makes up 13% of the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area, but it helped attract more than 4 million visitors last year. And those tourists are spending a lot of money, to the tune of $420 million in gateway communities in 2019. Kane County Tourism Director Camille Taylor says she can't keep track of all the Lake Powell travelers, but anecdotally, tourism employees in Washington and Kane counties say 40% of their tourists make a stop at Lake Powell.
Lake Powell is a tremendous asset. It's water in the desert. It might as well be gold.
And beyond recreation, 40 million people from 7 states rely on the Colorado River. While the river flow has declined, the demand for water has increased with regional growth. Upper and lower basin states are making drought contingency plans to keep Lake Powell and Lake Mead from reaching critically low levels. And climate scientist Brad Udall says they will also have to rethink their original water allocations from the 1920s.
It's hard to balance the equities of, you know, trying to respect these agreements that people have planned on versus changing circumstances that make the agreements totally inappropriate for right now. And I don't know what the answer is, but something's got to give.
In the next 40 years, it's unlikely Lake Powell will ever be full again. But the way people use the lake will change, and water will remain a crucial issue between the upper and lower basin states as climate change continues to alter the Colorado River. Lexi Peary, KUER News.